St. Louis's sports leader.
Hey, it's the Beastie Boys.
Wanna be black?
Likes to be black guy?
But see, they never really did it, like Snow and the Eminem and Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, I think they kept it real. They just did their thing.
Yeah, they're just Jewish guys.
That want to be rappers, jappers. The morning
that's offensive to Asians now. Issue an apology.
God, it's 590 The Fan. There's a couple of Hoosiers doing a show. How about if we threw a party for you? 590 The Fan could put on your tailgate party. We're going to set up a location with our tent, sound system, some fan personalities, great prizes, giveaways, fangirls to party with. You need to visit KFNS.com. Tell us why we should come to your tailgate. Well, to ruin it would be one reason. We'll be doing this before every home game. If you want to party before the game with 590 The Fan, visit KFNS.com and register at the tailgate page. Back to Hoosiers and Hummers Thursday tradition here on The Grind. And today's topic or theme is likes to be black guy, or really trying to be. I think it's a younger phenomenon, no question. I mean, are there any 40-year-old accountants walking down the hall down, hey, what up, G? Want to grab a little slice of something off a dog? I can't even do it.
I think
you're
the most
awkward
really well.
Person
I think,
ever.
I think you're doing really well.
So we talk about it. Mike, you're on 590 The Fan.
What's up, guys? Timmy, UI.
UI represent
in the house.
What's up, G?
Hey, ask Chasey if she remembers going to Chesterfield or Parkway West High. You may remember it, too, all the Chesterfield guys hanging out at the UI. It all seemed like they had 12-inch subwoofers in their trunks.
Well, guys still do have that. They're just mostly called
Right, Johnny. But I mean, it was like a Chesterfield thing, and then they'd go hang out in their million-dollar parents' house out in West County. Let's talk about street cred.
That is true. They'd get the subwoofers, and then they get the rims. And I don't know how that attracts women unless it says, I have money. But if you know anything about money,
right.
If you're spending money on subwoofers or rims, that means you don't have money.
I've never seen it work, ever. I don't know why they still do it.
DeWitt rolling into Jupiter, Cardinal Spring Training.
In a Saturn,
yes. I believe. Yeah, parking owners. Walt Jockett even looked at it with us, and I said, is that to tell the players there's no money to spend? He's like, whew, that's surprising.
All right, that's all I got. Thanks.
All right, that's enough, Mike. Don't have to apologize. That's plenty. Rudy, you're on 590 The Fan. Welcome to Hoosiers and Hummers.
All right, how's it going, guys? I'm trying to figure out how come these kids wear two pairs of shorts. You know, it's like they got one pair of shorts goes down to their knees, and then they got another pair of shorts that run from their knees down to their ankles.
What's that got to do with our topic, though?
The baggy shorts?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a black thing?
I don't know. It's like you see, you know, it's like here they are, they're walking around showing off their boxers.
Could you back up a little bit? I couldn't understand what the hell you said.
They're a male sorter.
They're walking around showing off their boxers.
I see. So, but I mean, maybe they're just wearing the shorts and then their boxer shorts.
Yeah, you know.
Well, so, like, I mean, they're not wearing two pairs of shorts.
Why don't they just buy a brand new pair, a whole pair of pants?
What kind of underwear do you wear? You seem like a brief guy to me. Probably for the loom.
Something I don't want
to
know.
Oh, yeah. Since I had a hernia one time, I always wear briefs now.
Not quite sure that's related, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then it's like I got a bar right across the street. It's like there's a restroom in the bar. But as soon as everybody leaves the bar, they always got to go between a couple cars and start taking their leak and stuff like that.
Must be a beautiful neighborhood.
Now, the women ain't that bad. You know, they'll squat down, you know.
It's kind of an impromptu Hoosier
segment. But the guys are sitting there, you know, and they're pulling it out, going all over somebody's hood of their car, all over their windshield.
And where is this? This is in Ladue?
Huh?
This is in Ladue?
No. It's by Umpsel.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Property value's got to be going up.
Oh, yeah. You get your weekend wannabe alcoholics, and they can't
wannabe. That's next week's Hoosiers and Hummers. Wannabe alcoholic guy.
Yeah, it's like every weekend, you know, though, as soon as they get a few dollars or whatever.
As a real alcoholic, Rudy, do you kind of frown upon the guys that are wannabes?
Posers.
Yeah, I got to sit there and basically be bodyguard to protect the shop next door. Because they'll sit there and they'll throw bottles through windows, they'll throw bottles in yards, you know, and I'm basically kind of trying to police the area.
Off the charts. You know?
It's police.
It gets bad.
And this is right across the street from your, quote, house?
Uh-huh.
Really? What's Chicken Legs think of this situation? You guys ought to move.
Oh, I remember one time, she's like 95 pounds.
Pints.
And there was this one, and they were sitting there throwing beer cans and bottles in our yard. And then
is there any particular reason why the guy does this?
Stephanie's like, hey, you know, you're sitting here trashing our yard.
And what'd he say?
And then there's this one girl, I mean, she's like 250, almost 300 pounds, Amazon girl, you know?
And likes to be legs, Amazon right?
That's offensive to Brazilians.
Little chicken legs is right in her face, man.
Really? Did they throw down?
And then she turns her, no.
It's never really offending
any
of these.
She runs and wakes me up. It's just like 2 o'clock in the morning. I got to get up at 4:45.
Yeah, big day.
Yeah, I had to get up and go to work. I was actually had a regular job then. I had
Glory
to get
days.
Up like 4:45, run in there and break it up. And then as soon as I lay down, go back to sleep, that big old Amazon girl gets the trash can. You know, like, okay, she
Did
woke
Davey
me
got
up.
Back?
She woke me up. I took a trash can out to them. I said, here, use this. Don't throw them in the yard. You know, and they were cool with that. But as soon as they were ready to leave, big Amazon girl gets the trash can and just dumps all the trash right out in the front yard.
So
and then she was right back up, waking me up again.
Chicken legs was, or the Amazon was in your bedroom?
Huh?
The Amazon was in your bedroom or chicken legs?
No, I was trying to get up and go to work the next day.
Yeah, big day.
And I kept getting waked, you know, I had to sit there, I was getting ready to unload a California produce load the next morning.
Oh, you're like a migrant worker, except... White.
Oh, well, whatever.
Likes to be
a lumper, man. Just like John Madden.
Yeah.
Right.
That shirt, Martin.
We still have the shirt here. I haven't seen Madden in a while, but we still have the shirt here.
He might like it, you know, he actually did labor work at one time. He seemed so proud of it.
I got to tell you, Rudy, you seem a lot fresher than you did earlier when we talked. You seem a little more on your game, even more so. A little more coherent.
Or a little more rum.
Okay. All guilty. Right. Like I said, producer Joe kind of, you know, like when I brought up the room raiders, he's like, oh, no, Casey ain't going to let you in her room. No. I said, no, I didn't want to go that far. He cut me off.
Where did you want to go then?
No, I basically went to get some information. You know, like maybe have her boyfriend or husband, you know, describe the room just to let her think I was in her room, you know, her little teddy bears or whatever.
They're little teddy bears.
Hey, what's up with the coos, man? I tried calling him the other day. He ain't taking my calls.
I don't know why that would be.
You don't know what? You know, so what? I called him a dago, you know? It's like, you know, I didn't call him a whop or anything.
You've kept it clean, no question.
I know.
Rudy banned from the press box.
Rudy, what's your ethnic background?
My Czechoslovakian.
Czechoslovakian.
That's a combination of Czech and Irish.
You can get that treated.
And I got Irish in me.
Yeah, Martin are very proud.
We'll see you at all the meetings. All right, this has been Hoosiers and Hummers talking likes to be black. And I guess Rudy started with the whole idea of the pants hanging low, I think is what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to give him credit for having a point.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was doing a story down in Vashon one day, and a couple of kids stopped me, and they said, dude, pull your pants down. And I said, excuse me?
Was this producer Joe?
They said, you're way, way too white. You got your pants hiked up.
But you are white.
Yeah, but I guess the higher you hike your pants, the whiter you are.
Really?
That's what these kids told me. So I tried to loosen a little bit. I just couldn't do it. I wasn't comfortable. I'm like, I got them up here halfway up my stomach.
That's hot, though, man.
Feel a little bit better here. Rudy?
Yeah.
Okay, hang in there, buddy.
Okay.
Let's see. Rudy is on 3. I'm more. Jared, you're on with Rudy.
Hey, Rudy, how's it going?
All right, how's it going?
Not too bad. Hey, I just had one question for you. I wanted to know what your take was on how you think the Rams are going to be able to score this weekend. What do they got to do this weekend to put some points on the board?
Good great question.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jared.
Hoosiers and Hummers. That's a good point.
I think, they do need to make some changes, and they got some quality receivers.
Quarter receivers.
Yeah, and they could probably trade somebody like McDonald or Looker to, like, Pittsburgh for an offensive lineman, which knows how to open the holes for Bennis. You know, Bennis can get all these yards, you know. Maybe they, you know, need to get somebody to open the holes like Bennis because Stephen Jackson's a lot better than Bennis, I believe.
It's not bad. I think after the...
how is Andy Bennis figuring into this?
Huh?
I mean, not Jerome Bennis, not Andy Bennis.
Oh, Jerome Bennis, his brother.
Yeah. Huh?
I think the idea, though, of getting another lineman is a good idea. You do have a surplus at receiver. I'm with him, I think. After the whole Marquis Molina thing.
This guy knows what he's talking
about. Rudy was ahead of the curve. Tomorrow for my picks, Rudy, I'm going to call you, get a little inside information before I decide who's going to win this weekend. I think I went 1-4 last week.
We haven't even kept track of the picks last week. We got to get those pulled
up. Let me know when they matter. I'll start paying attention. All right, Rudy, good talking to you. Thanks for talking to the listeners.
Okay.
Peace.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, peace in the Middle East.
That's Rudy talking, well, really about all things. I always wait for the conclusion to each point. So then there was the Amazon woman and chicken legs going out. Okay. But anyway, it's in the middle of the night, and I hear a rooster, and like, okay, so what happened then? So I had to go to work the next day. Hey, John Madden was a lumper, and I'm like, what?
It's three stories going on at once. He's a lot like Quentin Tarantino.
Can't quite stay with it. All right, we still have the email today, themorninggrind@kfns.com. The Longest Yard DVD and a Jim Edmonds Climbing the Walls t-shirt on the line.
Nice, man. Sweet.
They are pretty sharp. You can get them at the Cardinals team store, even though the team's out of town, or at fanzone.com. Send us your emails, themorninggrind@kfns.com. We'll go through them next. This is 590 The Fan.
A can't miss on.